flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't. Again, I'm not even sure I want him, but, and I can understand the argument, don't take the ball out of Cade's hands, let him be the lead dog here. However, it doesn't account for every available player, right? There's a lot of available players that would make sense here. If those teams are in the mix for a player, can't Detroit also be? Because it just doesn't feel like Detroit's going to be one of those teams that goes big, although these next five games could justify a more aggressive move. Nothing new on Alex Bregman, and it's getting to the point where some people are saying, I'm done, move on. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. Because is there another move that they're not making because of that? I'm not aware of one. If you're just frustrated because he hasn't taken the money yet, then I guess I say, well, what's wrong with waiting him out? Now, there is an interesting thing going on in Major League Baseball with free agents, because the top free agent at a lot of positions, they're all Boris clients. Why? What's going on is a power shift happening in Major League Baseball where Boris clients aren't setting the market anymore. And he's asking for too much. If the Tigers get him, they'll be better next year. But the money and the years that have been floated out there, I think most people agree, it's the end of the contract that's problematic. It's how many years are you willing to accept of probable overpay to take on Bregman? The numbers aren't what they were offensively, and this ballpark would be harder to even duplicate what he did last year. The Tigers did make a signing today in Tommy Kahnle, who has got a pretty damn good changeup and was decent out of the bullpen last year, good against righties and lefties. He signs a relief pitcher, 34 years old, with the Detroit Tigers. And we've talked about this NFL free agency list. Look, I realize that my argument that I would just re-sign Carlton Davis and try and keep my guys in-house might not be exciting compared to Khalil Mack or DJ Reed or Hassan Reddick or some of the bigger names that are going to be on the market. But I guess the core of my belief here is the Lions are good enough to win the Super Bowl with a mostly healthy roster. You're not always going to be healthy. But I thought this team was good enough to win the Super Bowl. I thought they were good enough to win the Super Bowl, and they weren't. Even when they were as banged up as they were. So for me, Carlton Davis, bring him back. Probably try and bring back Derek Barnes. I think the only place, the only guy I might let walk on this at the top of their free agent list would be Kevin Zeitler, because they've got Christian Mahogany, who performed well enough to be encouraged that he can fill in that spot, and you can do it for a lot less money. But I would try and keep it Fatu Melifamu. I don't know if you can, but I would try. And so, you know, it's the type of thing. I'm going to see what Mahogany makes. I think it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, he makes $994,000. Last year, Kevin Zeitler made $5.9 million. So you're looking at roughly a $5 million savings by leveling down, if you will, to Mahogany. But that's money you can put towards Carlton Davis or Derek Barnes or Fatu Melifamu. Anyway, I'm comfortable with bringing back pretty much this year's roster next year with another draft class. I think that team is good enough to win a Super Bowl. I don't feel like they need to have an exciting offseason filled with additions. And you go, oh, why not do that? Well, because down the road, you've got a bunch of contracts that have to be a priority. Aiden Hutchinson and J-Mo's option years will kick in 2026 when the Lions have, relative to the rest of the league, little cap space. Kirby Joseph will be up for a new deal in 2026. You have to bring him back, don't you? On top of that, they'll have to make decisions and pick up options for Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell for 2027. There is a lot of money that is already, in my opinion, spent, because you want to keep all those guys. Now, maybe in the end, you won't keep one or two because of what happens from here on out. But I'm starting to war chest for those re-signings. You want to do everything. But realistically, I think you put your priority into bringing back Carlton Davis. 248-539-9797. Here's the feedback coming in. I remember, it's from Justin and Madison Ice. I remember lots of talk about Carlton Davis having an injured past when we signed him. Well, they traded for him, yes. But yes, when they acquired him, I know he was mostly healthy this year, but wouldn't a lateral move or upgrade with better injury history make more sense? So, Carlton Davis's injury history. I have to take a look at it here and just double check. I don't remember that being a storyline. I'm not saying it wasn't, but the texter says, wasn't there a lot of talk?
I don't think he'd played a full season, like in his career, or something to that effect. When he got traded here, people start looking up, you know, of course, what he did in Tampa. I think maybe that was the thing this text might be talking about.
Yeah,
and
it's
hard to play a full season in the NFL now, though. It really is. And I think Holmes and Campbell addressed that. Like, dude, they're playing tackle football out there. No one's 100%. It's really hard to play the entire season without missing a game or two, at least.
It's true, though. This is his season by season. Games played 13, 14, 14, 10, 13, 12, 13. It's right on the cusp of thinking somebody's injured, like injury prone.
Or is that just natural attrition during a year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, is he ended every season injured? It's a tough call. Another one here. Why are we trying to get Khalil Mack? Might as well just stick with Za'Darius Smith. Why are you interested in 1-year contract for washed up players? Well, A, I'm interested in 1-year contracts because of the money that's committed for 2026, or should be committed for 2026, to Kirby, Hutch, J-Mo, and beyond that, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell. Two is, I wouldn't describe him as washed up. Is he what he once was? No. But that doesn't mean he can't help you win. If he even accept a 1-year contract, like, it might be a pipe dream to say that this player would accept a 1-year contract. Is Khalil Mack at a point in his career where he's going for one last big payday? Or is Khalil Mack like, I'm year to year, man? I'm year to year. 2 years ago, he had 17 sacks.
Now, Klumak's in a point of his career where he wants to win it all. If he's, you know what I mean? I think he's made a ton of money in his career. And I'm not saying he's going to take the veteran minimum or anything like that. But I think, first and foremost, he's going to a team he thinks has a chance to win the Super Bowl.
So, I guess, whoever sent this, I'm interested in one-year contracts for the reasons I stated. I'm not interested in washed-up players. I don't think he's washed up. 248-539-9797. We have one other thing I want to get to then. Major website chose the MVP for each team. MVP for each team. Who do you think the Detroit Lions MVP was? 248-539-9797. We'll take 10 texts. Give us your 10 texts. Who is the Detroit Lions MVP? First 10 that come through, we will read them on the air, sign your name, and then we'll tell you who the Detroit Lions MVP was according to this major website. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They care more, you win more. That's the formula. Here's the thing. They take on fewer cases at Michigan Auto Law. They do it on purpose. This means they have more time for your case. The formula leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back from them. They care more, you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Karsh, Gator out today sick. It is the Carson Anderson program. Talking about this major website that came up with a list of each team's MVP. Who do you think they picked for the Lions? We asked for your 10 texts. We got 10 texts. Ryan writes in, Jahmyr Gibbs. Love the show. Kristen Howe says, Lions MVP is Jahmyr Gibbs. Noah and Flint says, Kirby Joseph. Jeff and McComb says, Jahmyr Gibbs. Spencer says, Brian Branch. Charlie in a truck says, Jared Goff. Andy in a car says, Penei Sewell. Gary writes in, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's solid. Jeff in Trenton says, Detroit's MVP was Jahmyr Gibbs. Victor in Wayne says, it's Jared Goff. Kang, before I get to the answer, who do you think Detroit's MVP was?
My personal opinion, it's Jared Goff. I know people always get upset because has this turned into a quarterback award? What, you know, no matter what MVP you're looking for, your team or the league. But the truth is, the quarterback is that important, that vital to a team's success. And I don't think it was any different with the Lions. I think Jared Goff was the Lions MVP this year. He's the main reason. If I had to pick up, you know, the biggest reason is they won 15 games this year.
I agree with you. If I had to pick one, I would go with Jared Goff. Then again, it's, you know, the kind of season that he had at the position that he plays. I don't think on every, like, really, really good football team, the quarterback is necessarily the MVP.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And in this case,
you're right. It's not just because he played the quarterback position on a team that won 15 games. It's just like what you said. It's what he did this year. Look at what he did.
Yep.
Look at the numbers. Look at the play on the field.
Yep. And no, the last game was suboptimal. Probably below the standard that he had set. And, you know, I'm sure nobody feels worse about it than Jared, but, you know, there were big games that were won along the way to get him there. Huge games that were won along the way to get him there. Their margin for error was basically zero to win the division. There was a bunch of games they couldn't lose, and they didn't. And then they won the one at the end against Minnesota and secured the one seed. It all went up in flames quickly, but it was still one hell of a year.
I make the case that the poor game he had against the Commanders is another reason why he is the team's MVP. When he doesn't play well, it's really hard for this team to win. Most of the answers we got, and you read some of them, Doug, Jahmyr Gibbs was probably the number one answer through ticket text.
Because you gave us the first 10. And
I gave you the first 10, yeah. But as far as a whole, Gibbs was the most vote. And I get it. But if you look back at the Commanders game, Gibbs had a great game. He had 100 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 6 more catches, 70 yards, and they still lost. You know, turnovers, and specifically from Goff, hurt the team a lot.
Here's what CBS Sports says. At the core, the Detroit Lions were a ground-and-pound football team, and Jahmyr Gibbs was the key catalyst in those efforts. One part of the Sonic and Knuckles backfield duo alongside David Montgomery, Gibbs put together a sensational second season in the NFL, totaling 1,929 yards and 20 touchdowns from scrimmage. He also carried the load when Montgomery missed the latter half of the season due to injury, including a 3-touchdown performance in Week 18 against the Vikings to clinch Detroit's number one seed. CBS Sports says the MVP, Jahmyr Gibbs.
He was great. He was unbelievable. And when you and I say Jared Goff was our MVP for the Lions, it sounds like we're not taking away from what Jahmyr Gibbs did.
No.
What he did was amazing this year. We just felt, you know, Goff was more of the MVP, but yeah, Gibbs was, I don't even want to say it was a revelation, but when Monty came out and it got hurt and Gibbs had to take over, they unleashed something there, man. And then you kind of called it too and saying,
it's about to get really good.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. And anytime you say something nice about one player, it doesn't mean you're saying something mean about another.
Mm-hmm.
But we made the point and emphasized the point and stressed the point. All right, Lee, look out, because here comes Jahmyr Gibbs. And it's gonna be something. And it was. It was. So, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It just didn't matter in the end.
Yeah, it sucks. And in the end when they lost, and I went back and looked at the numbers of the Commanders game to see, you know, what Goff did, what Gibbs did. And it's crazy because you look at it, Doug.
Yeah.
4 players threw passes for the Lions that game. And you look it back, you're like, oh my God, 4 players, 4 different players from the Lions threw a pass.
So, Goff, Bridgewater, J-Mo.
Mm-hmm.
And did Gibbs throw a pass? Was that, no, it was David Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
On the flip.
Yep, the shovel pass, basically. When Goff pitched it backwards to Monty, and Monty shoveled it to Amon-Ra, which was a great play call and design.
It was a really interesting design.
Yeah, so 1-for-1, 20 yards for Montgomery in that game.
What was his passer rating?
Maybe he should have been the one to throw the ball down the field, not Jamal, right?
That's the kind of stuff that may be missed. I mean, it was a 20-yard game. And there are other ways. There's a variety of ways you can get 20 yards. But that may be the one. That it's more than just fun. It was creative. I think most, I don't think the trick plays are the foundation for your offense. But that there's so many like that that you'd never seen before that actually worked. And that one worked. It worked really well. 248-539-9797. So we got that out there if you want to keep going. Meanwhile, we've got the top free agents available in the NFL. What would your priority be? When I look at future financial commitments they're going to make sure they don't lose Hutch and J-Mo and Kirby Joseph and, you know, Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't want to lose those guys. So I'm hesitant to make any long-term financial commitments. And that's why maybe all the cap space goes to bringing back your own guys. Because you tell me I'm wrong. The roster that they had was good enough to win the Super Bowl. Not the roster they played the Commanders with, but the roster that they had. And as much as you'd like to always get better and sign more players, we're talking about realistically trying to stay under the cap. You can't do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, talking about things starting to get real. They are getting real with the contracts that are going to be up, and they already locked a bunch of their guys up, but they still have more, and that's what happens when you draft this well and you develop this well, is you're going to have to pay these guys eventually. And I still think the number one need for this team is a CB1, cornerback 1, DB1, defensive back 1. Carlton Davis is a free agent. I'm not sure where Terrion Arnold is yet, you know, with his development. Just a rookie year he finished up, but you saw the attrition that can happen on that side of the ball. If they want to play man, like Dan Campbell said at the end of the year, they're going to need a guy that can, a true number one cornerback. And whether that's bringing back Carlton Davis or that's going out and getting a guy like Reed, you know, from the Jets, who's a free agent, They have to fill that spot. And then not only fill that spot, get depth. I mean, whether it's bringing back Vildor or, you know, seeing where Rakestraw's in his development, they need depth in the secondary.
Just to be clear here, too, and you're okay if that CB1 is Carlton Davis?
I am. And because I think the guys I mentioned, the younger guys with Rakestraw and Arnold, you have to count on them. Not count on them, but you have to count on your development of them trying to get better as well. So Robertson, Amik Robertson, don't forget him. He's still on this team as well.
Yeah, there's some interesting guys. Like when they show a faith in a player, and I always wonder why, they did bring back Emmanuel Moseley, and then he got hurt again. And if they go back to that well again.
They can, right?
I don't think they can.
I don't think you can.
I don't think they can. If they do, they must think he's great. They must think that this guy is a great player. Who just, as long as he gets a little bit of luck, but I can't imagine him going back there again.
Okay, so I don't think, you and I don't think they bring back Moseley, but is Davenport, does he get the Moseley treatment like one more year? Because he looked the part.
We barely saw him, just like Emmanuel Moseley.
We barely saw him, but when he was, honestly, for the two games he was there, he made a difference. You could tell it was like noticeable. Well, that might have helped Hutch, too, get off to that great start.
Here's why he may get that Emmanuel Moseley treatment. He's not going to cost much. Like for the cost, and given that they're going to have to need to save money somewhere, I think you're right. I think Marcus Davenport is a prime candidate to come back now that you mention it. And if people, oh, no. What else are you going to get for the money? Like he would be a relatively cheap player that's worth risking. Okay, he might get hurt again. But who are you going to get that's better? You know, if anybody, if they're healthy. Yeah, right? Are you sure about that? Because Marcus Davenport can't go to the open market and command a ton of money.
No, and then we saw what happened when they didn't have him. It was tough out there, especially when Hutch went down. Because I expect the money situation that you bring up, yeah, if the price is right, they're probably going to bring back Davenport because Kirby Joseph is probably going to be the highest paid free safety in the league, if not top three, right?
Yep.
He's going to get paid.
Better players want longer contracts. Better players. I mean, the cap hit for Davenport was $3.5 million. Now, he's got a voidable year. Does that mean he could stay on board? He probably wouldn't for $2.5 million, but 248-539-9797. Lions fans, do they need to add, or is the core good enough to win the Super Bowl next year and save money for all those guys you're going to need to sign in the next two seasons? It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, great job by the guys behind the glass because we had some handcuff issues with technical difficulties, but we've sorted it out. And so, look, this is something that we teased and we talked about a little bit earlier on, and then, like we said, we had some issues. What was it? I'm sorry. It was the 17th of January. Is that right? 12 days ago, Max Crosby went on Good Morning Football and was talking with Pete Schrager and was asked about his rehab. And what he thinks about the future, how are things with the Raiders? Here's what he had to say. He clearly wants out, according to some people who interpret that comment. It could mean that. It sounds very noncommittal. He also has made the comment lately that he's got no guaranteed money left on his contract, and he wants to get that sorted out. And then last Friday night at 6:30, he tweets out the following. This is from Max Crosby on Twitter. Undisputed, they will wish they treated you better when times were tough. The fake always expose themselves. Hashtag limitless and an emoji of an eagle and a diamond. This could be speaking cryptically. It could be specific to his contract. It's intriguing that he tweets that out on Friday night, and the next morning, Pete Carroll was announced as the Vegas head coach. I don't draw any firm conclusions from any of that. And I'm not sure where the money would come from other than to say that it would probably mean sacrificing in the future some of the names that we say that the Lions, we'd like to see them shore up. But in my world, this player would be worth it. In my world, you worry about the cap later if you can get a Max Crosby. And the Brad Holmes comments from his season-ending news conference, he basically said without saying, Max Crosby was unavailable. He didn't use the name. He basically made the comments, we got the best player that was available that we could trade for. And that was Za'Darius Smith. Not so many words, Max Crosby was not available. Does that mean he's not available today? No. Do I think he's available? No. If I were the Raiders, would I even be considering trading him? No. Would I be looking to build my team around him? Without question. Is there reason to believe that Max Crosby isn't 1,000% happy in Vegas? Yes. Is there reason to believe that Max Crosby would love to be a Detroit Lion? Yes. Max Crosby would be the perfect Detroit Lion. If I'm Brad Holmes, I call the Raiders probably every day. Is he available today? Okay. Just thought I'd ask. The next day. Is he available today? Okay, just thought I'd ask. The next day. Hi, just calling. Is he available today? No, okay. Just wondered if things have changed. I would make it very clear to the Raiders, if he is available, I'm in. You can connect dots and see why people think he might be available. In fact, a lot of fan bases are. A lot of fan bases are. It wasn't just Detroit that those comments and that tweet caught attention of people. And look, there's a little bit in this day and age, in this era, of things being very difficult to interpret from players. But, and what I mean by that is that tweet isn't saying, I want to leave. Undisputed, they will wish they treated you better when times were tough. The fake always expose themselves. Hashtag limitless. And then an emoji of an eagle and a diamond, which I guess is his thing. But you have to investigate it. Now, to be clear, that comes at a price. And that price would likely be a new contract. And that new contract would, and first of all, it would cost draft picks to get him, not just one. And that new contract would probably hinder you from bringing back, and I'm just going to throw it out there. This is just an example. It might cost you Kirby Joseph. It just might. It might cost you a player. It might cost you J-Mo. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, who you want to sacrifice in a way here? If you're gonna get a guy like Max Crosby, and like he's under contract, but he has zero guaranteed money left in his contract, and he's made that public.
Yep.
And so I think a lot of this has to do with his contract. Honestly, if I'm the Raiders, if I'm Tom Brady, I make sure my star is happy and I rework his deal and get him some guaranteed money. But if they don't work something out, it's hard not to be interested in a Max Crosby. I mean, him opposite Hutch, you start salivating as a Lions fan. But then you go to the real world, it's like, all right, well, then do I lose Kirby Joseph? Do I lose J-Mo? Do I lose, you know, who else am I losing? You know, Brian Branch is going to come up, right? Like, this is the cost of doing business.
This is a F them picks and F the cap, because you could probably afford them this year. I don't think you can afford them next year without having to release some people. 248-539-9797. Roy is on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Roy.
Hey, guys. I've been a fan of the Raiders since 74. Yes, I love the Lions as well. But having said that, I've been listening to the past 2 years of how Max Crosby's felt with the ups and downs that he's had to go through as a Raider. He's the only one in there first thing in the morning, leaving last thing at night as a player. What he said is, one, I don't want to go through a rebuild. Then he loses his head coach after that. Then he loses Telesco after that. He's doing all the rehab things in the building every day. If I'm the Raider or the Lions, you have to ask. Yes, you might give up one of the two running backs. It is what it is, or whoever. But I know for a fact, at least in my heart, he only wants to go to one place other than Las Vegas, and that's Detroit. To come back home to a team that's already stocked and have a chance to get that Super Bowl, he wants to come there. I don't think they're going to work it out in Las Vegas.
Roy, he's not courting and courting Detroit, I feel like, at the same time.
He's not had to.
He gives off such Detroit vibes. You know? What do you mean he's not had to?
He is one of the top three pass rushers in the league. You mix him up however you want. He doesn't have to say, look who I am. Why are you not pursuing me?
No. I mean, I think he's outwardly saying, without saying, I would love to be in Detroit.
Oh, absolutely. His body language is, I'm giving my all, and then I get injured, and look what the team has become. Do they have key pieces that are good? Yes, they do. Unfortunately, it starts with the quarterback, and I'm not sure what they're going to do this year. But having said that, he would love to come back. And I think Tom Brady would look at it as, if I'm going to start over with this new team that I can't stand he's with, why not put his stamp of approval on it, get a whole bunch of picks and people and money and whatever for Max Crosby, knowing that Christian Wilkins and the other people can help through the rebuild to get some sacks, not as many. But I think he's going to end up being a Lion.
Roy, thank you for the phone call. I don't, but I'd ask every day. I think there's a vulnerability there to him being available, and the Raiders. Nobody likes rebuilds anymore because coaches can get fired after 1 year. So I get that there's a sense of urgency for everybody anymore. You don't get a four-year plan. You better do something right away, and that's why they're not going to want to move him. But I call every day. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Twin Peaks fans, it's hump day, and you know what that means. Bourbon and brews back at Twin Peaks. Every Wednesday, your favorite Twin Peaks girls will be dressed to impress in their finest black lingerie, serving up samples of special bourbons and beers. Get there between 5 and 7 for sampling opportunities of those high-end bourbons and whiskeys and some of their famous craft cocktails. Enjoy them with the beer of the month, Blue Moon. What's better? Well, the beautiful Twin Peaks girls are there with awesome drinks. How about that pairing? With the Scratch food as well. As far as restaurants go, their food, it can compete with just about anybody. Hand-cut New York strips, house-smoked ribs and brisket, and the best wings in the state. If you had their wings, hand-cut and battered to order, boneless wings, smoked wings, or naked and breaded wings, enough to tackle any appetite, the biggest ones you'll see. And you know what pairs well with wings? All your favorite sports action. Twin Peaks should be your destination for sports all season long. They deliver the best game day atmosphere apart from actually being at the game. Game audio, 50-plus TVs, food, drinks. Twin Peaks girls, check it out. Awesome drink specials during every football game. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. You know what's funny? Previous caller said something, and it got a response on Twitch. The previous caller said, you know, you go get Max Crosby, and they talk, and they give him one of the running backs. If they ask for one of the running backs, you know they're going to ask for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, one of the running backs.
that's
we know what we're talking about.
They're going to ask for Jahmyr Gibbs, which is somewhat hysterical. Because I think people would balk at that. And like giving up future draft picks, you feel like you're giving up some lottery tickets. And it would probably take two firsts to even start a conversation. It might probably take more than that. Maybe not three firsts, but two firsts and a third or something. I don't know. I mean, it's got to be painful. It can't be cheap. But if they're going to go for a player, they're not going for one of the running backs. They'll go for Jahmyr Gibbs. And if you balk at that, if you say, I'm not sending a draft pick in Jahmyr Gibbs for Max Crosby, that is saying, I if you think about value in the draft, everybody says an edge rusher, that's a valued position in the draft. They'd be sending a first-round running back, which people love to say, you can't take a first-round running back. Maybe not anymore. You know how I feel about hard and fast rules, but they'd be trading a first-round running back for a player of value, at a position of value. And I bet there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't do that. It's probably all fantasy football talk, to be honest with you. But if Max Crosby burps, I don't mind talking about it. Because he's just such a difference maker and probably, at the core, one of the players in the NFL that would most want to play in Detroit. By the way, speaking of edge rushers and drafts, something is happening today that I am not a fan of. Actually, I'm a huge fan of the Senior Bowl, and I'm a huge fan of televised Senior Bowl practices. But what I am not a fan of is apparently Mike Green is having a great Senior Bowl practice. If you've listened to the show at all, I have talked about Mike Green as my favorite, somewhat under the radar prospect. He isn't completely under the radar, but he's a small school guy, well, smaller school guy, Marshall, defensive lineman who had 17 sacks last year, who had a reputation for being a speed rusher. And when you play that level of competition, I always go, okay, did you play any big boys? Yeah, he did. They played Virginia Tech and they played Ohio State. And in those games, he had 3.5 sacks. So, yeah, they did play the big boys and he showed up. And so speed rusher. And what's circulating now is a rep he had in which he bull rushed Josh Connerly, the considered to be first round tackle out of Oregon. And he's actually now the post interview, it's circulating that he said, I am more than just a speed rusher. And whether that was Todd McShay, pair of first rounders going one-on-one, and Oregon offensive tackle Josh Connerly and Marshall Edge, Mike Green. Connerly looks smooth here, and I'm a huge fan of his athleticism and bend, but truth be told, Green bulldozed him on one rep earlier. It's one rep. You're not falling for it in one rep, right? His stock should be dropping all the way to 28. I thought he was going to be a second or third round guy. I thought wrong. But now the question is he even going to be on the board? And long way to go between now and the draft. But he, at this point, is my favorite possible late-round target pick.
Yeah, but this is the more realistic route, Doug. I mean, Max Crosby's kind of a dream. Let's just be honest. You know, like there's things like, yeah, he may not be happy. There's contract issues. The Raiders aren't good. And there's a need with the Lions. But the truth is, it'd be really hard to get him. and it would cost a lot too. The realistic route is, hey, you find a guy in the draft. And Brad Holmes has shown that he will move up for a guy that he really likes. He just did it this past draft. Jared Verse was drafted this past draft as well. A rookie can make a big impact on your team. Verse was the 19th overall pick. That might be the range, 19, 20, 21, where a guy falls to you, or a guy that, you know, a defensive end, a rusher that Brad Holmes really likes, and starts talking to teams. All right, where are we at? How far does a guy have to fall before you start making calls to teams and moving up from 28? And like I said, a rookie can make an impact. You still have Za'Darius Smith on contract, so this guy doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all. But to have a guy opposite Hutch that you can count on to beat a man one-on-one would make a huge difference for this team, the front four.
You know, and expecting it as a rookie might be a bit much, but I still have no problem with them doing that. Last year in the draft, the Lions went from 29 to 24. They gave up a third-round pick and got back a seventh. So they gave up 29, their first-round pick and a third-round pick. Moved up five spots and got a seventh back. If that's what it would take to get Mike Green, I'd do it. I'd do it. Now, it's early in draft preparation, but it's what went from a guy that I thought they might be able to get in the second or third round to a guy that, okay, they might be able to get him at the end of the first, might turn into a guy that they have to trade up for. And the scary thing is, when it's all said and done, well, it's not scary, but the reality is, when it's all said and done, they may not have access to him at all. May not have access to him at all. 248-539-9797, Carson Anderson, regarding Crosby. Pete Carroll is, I believe, 1,000 years old. In what world could you see Carroll wanting to get rid of Crosby when he's definitely in a win now part of his life? I don't think he does. Never said that I think he does. I think Crosby wants out, and I call every day. But I've said it already. When he speaks, when he burps, we're going to talk about it in Detroit.
And also, it's not Pete Carroll's decision whether they move on from Crosby or not. And Pete Carroll's won a Super Bowl. And I honestly think Pete Carroll just wants to coach football. Of course, he wants to win, but this guy didn't want to leave Seattle. They kind of had to usher him out. And he wanted to get back in as soon as possible.
Za'Darius and Hutch are enough. Too much cap long-term, not to keep investing in the O-line. Somebody says no. $65 to $75 million for two edge guys, not a winning formula. Here's one that's fascinating to me. Gibbs is untouchable. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. I love Jahmyr Gibbs too. But you wouldn't trade him for anybody? Next one, you're not bringing everyone back. Eventually, guys will have to be allowed to walk. You're trying to win a Super Bowl in the next two-year window. Well, no, you're not bringing everyone back. But you know what? I'm already starting to carve out cap space. I'm carving out cap space by letting Zeitler walk and letting Mahogany start. I'm carving out some cap space I'm bringing back Marcus Davenport at a cheap price. And I'm trying to add through the draft, but there's no doubt that they have some challenges moving forward. Now, as far as, you know, the too much to add, these people are probably right. You can't go all in at the edge spots. You can't overspend. They're going to have to pay for Aiden Hutchinson. They're going to have to pay for J-Mo, they're going to have to pay for Gibbs. They're going to have to pay for Kirby Joseph. There's a lot of big contracts coming up that they're simply going to have to find a way to sign those guys, make the additions where they can, but chances are it won't be a massive, massive move. And I still would argue they got enough to win the Super Bowl if they simply bring back the roster and stay healthy. Bring back the roster and stay healthy. Gibbs for Crosby, I think I'd do that. That's from Scott. Well, one takes up a lot of cap space right now. The other will take up a lot of cap space. God, the Jahmyr Gibbs. Has he changed the narrative or what? And you can't take a running back that high. I really wish we kept the show sheet from the day after. and all the feedback we got.
I mean, he wasn't even the first running back in that draft.
I know. Right?
And the other one's pretty damn good too, Bijan.
He sure is. All right. Hopefully we'll have Gator back tomorrow as he is fighting a cough. In the meantime, Rico has sauntered his way into studio. You enjoy the game last night?
I did, but I was vetting your one caller who said, you know, rats are okay crawling around your food. The old guy, like, did he just tell me get over it?
Well, he might have, but...
I was like, no, his phone dropped out. It was probably the rats chewing the line.
Well, yeah, it's not really my jam.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'd normally have a rule. One rat and I'm up in it. Check, please.
What do you got planned coming up next?
Starting off with the Michigan thing. And then, well, I think we're finally going to get to the stages of grief for the Lions fan where you are.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.